Okay, real talk. We all have embarrassing moments in the bedroom. You know, like gas, bloating, indigestion, and more. And I hear from so many of you with stomach issues, and it's keeping you from the pleasure you so rightly deserve. Well, I got some great news. While studies show that gut issues directly impact our arousal, erections, and overall sexual health, I got a game changer for your overall wellness. Introducing Just Thrive Probiotic. It is my secret weapon for overall health and the fuel for my sex life. Just Thrive Probiotic isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is a clinically proven game changer, a gut superhero designed to up-level your passion and sex life. So no more embarrassing moments, only a life of gut-powered ecstasy. That sounds good, right? It's the first probiotic formulated with four ancestral survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. This probiotic is like your personal gut gardener, maintaining the health of your gut by eliminating bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and replenishing the good, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. With Just Thrive, you'll nourish your gut microbiome, fueling your mind, body, and soul. So say hello to increased libido, enhanced pleasure, and a whole new level of satisfaction. Oh, don't miss my episode, Why Gut Health is Sexy with Tina Anderson, where you can learn more about this groundbreaking company. For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive 100% risk-free by visiting justthrivehealth.com and enter promo code SEXWITHEMILY at checkout to save 20% off on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic. So take charge of your gut health, take charge of your sex life, and live your healthiest life yet with Just Thrive.
Your finger is your best sex toy. It's about the size of what you want to start with, and playing with yourself allows you to be giver and receiver, right? So you can control depth, you can control frequency. If that makes you uncomfortable, like maybe your partner's finger, or a small butt plug about the size of your finger.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and I'm here to help you prioritize your pleasure and liberate the conversation around sex. All right, this is the episode you've been waiting for. Are you curious about anal play but don't know where to get started? Well, it's Anal August, so we've invited certified sex educator and B-Vibe CEO Alicia Sinclair on the show today to break down all things booty. On today's episode, we talk about how to experiment with beginner butt play, avoiding common anal mistakes, progressing your anal play from analingus to penetration, and the best products for anal training and butt orgasms. Yep, they're real. Plus, we answer your questions about the best ways to prep and unwind after engaging in any sort of butt stuff, how to actually find your prostate, what an anal orgasm feels like, how to let go of shame and replace it with glorious anal pleasure. All right, intentions with Emily for each episode. Join me in setting an intention. What do you want to get out of this episode? Well, I do it, and my intention was to bring you a comprehensive one-stop shop podcast where you learn all things anal and we answer your most pressing questions so you can explore in the healthiest way possible and have the most pleasure. And remember, we so appreciate when you rate and review the podcast and subscribe wherever you listen. It helps us keep this show free. And I just love you all. We love reading your reviews. Thank you. Thank you. A new article on the site is 5 ways to boost your sex drive ASAP. And one more note, we're going to be relaunching our YouTube channel shortly. So if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, it's Sex with Emily, like everything else, like all of our social. Subscribe and look for videos of the podcast coming very soon. So excited. If you have a question you want me to answer on the show, call my brand new hotline, 559 Talk Sex, or 559-825-5739. Just leave me your questions there or just message me, sexwithemily.com/askemily. All right, everybody, enjoy this episode. Today, my guest is Alicia Sinclair. She's a sex educator and creator of B-Vibe, as in butt, B-Vibe, an amazing company created to support all things anal play. Alicia Sinclair recognizes the importance of sexual well-being with over 16 years of experience in the sexual intimacy industry. She has made it her mission to help people achieve pleasure by providing them with superior and heavily researched products, approachable educational materials, and extensive coaching and support. Hi, Alicia. I guess we should just break this down for people. The best way to start exploring anal play if you've never done it before.
If you've never done it, I know it sounds really annoying, but like take some time to educate yourself. I would say like one of the things that really drove me really strongly to create what now we call our anal academy on bvibe.com is the fact that like my first experiences with anal play were not pleasurable because I didn't have any type of knowledge or understanding of what makes anal play pleasurable. And I just thought, like many heterosexual women that I've spoken to, that this was like something you did for your partner. It was like a Christmas or like birthday present. And you just like got drunk and like grunt bear it. And it was not a fun experience. And so I think when you learn that like anal training, right, like slowly graduating through a series of sizes before you experiment with something the size of a penis in your butt, using lots of lube, right, being mentally prepared and just kind of understanding and like having a dialogue with your partner about like limits, consent, like those type of things can really make your experience. They all sound like annoying rules, but actually they enable like really awesome experiences.
Yeah. It's like demystifying it, getting rid of all, you know, there's so many myths around it. There's so many misconceptions, but you're right. It's just,
yes.
We just think, oh, it's going to be anal and I'm going to, yeah, it's going to be your holiday present, like happy birthday.
Right.
So the best way to start, just start exploring, figuring out what you like if you don't with a finger, but it's okay to say to a partner, I'm not ready for that yet. Let's just experiment. Let's explore.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't want to like rush through it. So people are saying anal sex. They just think it means penis goes into the butthole. That's anal. But yes. Anal play, what we're talking about is anal play. Is that what do you actually want? Like, is it a finger? Have you done anything before? Do you want to explore? So yeah, kind of let's talk about that. Where do people start on their journey?
I mean, there's anal massage. There's like rimming. There's ass worship. There's, you know, like butt plugs. There's beads. There's dildos. Like there's really a lot in this category. And then if you're starting, I think kind of the cool thing is like what I like is like adding a new type of food into your like restaurant routine. It's like, there's so many things to try that you've never tried before. And I don't know, it's exciting because, you know, if you're starting, like to answer your question, to give you the simple answer, like your finger is your best sex toy. It's about the size of what you want to start with. And playing with yourself allows you to be giver and receiver, right? So you can control depth, you can control frequency, you know, like that. So if your finger is your best friend, if that makes you uncomfortable, like maybe your partner's finger, or a small butt plug about the size of your finger. So something like our Snug Plug One, if you've seen that little guy, that's a great place. You can put it in, you can feel what has a little bit of weight in it, small neck. So it'll be, you know, you'll get it in and then you'll be able to test what the sensation feels like.
That makes sense. So what's some of your favorite products that you sell?
Okay. I like the rimming plug. That was our first patented product. What makes that special, right? Rotating beads in the neck of the product. So it's a dual stimulation butt plug, right? It's one of the very few things, like a rabbit for your butt, make it really simple. I like that. It is a bit more of like an intermediate to like experienced users plug. So like, I would say if you've been in the anal play game for a bit, like that's a great product. I think our Snug Plugs, which we have in, you know, now six sizes, vibrating and non-vibrating, those are incredible because you can have a whole journey with those and they're really comfortable and they're weighted. And I just think that weight doesn't get a lot of like love in the sex toy game. Like most people think like vibration or suction and like these, but like there's something about weight inside the body. Like,
yes.
I just think it feels so good.
How do you know though, if you have like the weighted versus the vibration, like do you find some people are like, I just don't want vibration, but they want the weight, you know, I guess it's all about experimenting, right?
It's all about experimenting and it's like different holes respond differently to different things. So like your vagina might really enjoy vibration while like your butt enjoys weight. Like, but this is the cool thing about experimenting and like, it's playtime.
You get it to like really time.
Like, yeah, enjoy.
You have the best job, Alicia, really. I mean, people just, it's true. You truly do. You truly do. What are some of the mistakes that you hear from people a lot that they're making with anal?
I think the number one mistake is probably like pain, people experiencing pain. And a lot of that is due, I think, probably going too fast, too quickly, and not using enough lube. So it's like we say slow and slippery. That's like kind of like, you know, like slow and slippery is key.
Yes. Yeah. That's slow and slippery. That's it. Everyone just remember, am I going slow and is it slippery? Like then Right. You're just going to cut out a lot of the mistakes that you can make and a lot of the pain because it doesn't have to be painful.
It shouldn't be.
Oh, God, I know. So let's get into some emails because we let everyone know you were coming on the show, Alicia. And we got so many questions. So I just want to get into them because I thought it's anal sex month. Yes. Okay, this is from Sophia. She's 38 in Canada. Hey, Dr. Emily, my ex always asked for anal and I wasn't into it with him for various reasons, but I'm not fundamentally opposed and I wonder if future partners will ask. So I want to know what you recommend to start with or explore.
Yeah, I like this question because it sounds to me like she's taking ownership of making it pleasurable for herself before she's willing to say yes. So I like love the way that's all put together. But I think, you know, experimenting with small sex toys, for example, like the Snug Plug one that I recommended or the Novice Plug. I don't know if you've seen that one, but that's about the size of a finger and it's remote control. So what's cool about that is you can put it in your butt and then you can experiment with patterns and intensity, like different vibration on your own body and see how you like that. And actually a personal tip, if you will, like, you know, masturbation, you know, like just adding a little something in the butt feels really good. Like in your regular masturbation routine. So that might be a great way to just introduce anal play into your own solo sex life before you like move into partner play.
I 100% agree with you because then there's less pressure. No one's looking at you. You can go at your own pace. And I love that you have the remote control because this means that you don't have to keep fuddling around. You're just like lying back, doing your thing. And this helps you control the toy.
No butt really clicking. Well done. Yeah.
No butt clicking. Right. Exactly. Oh my God. Okay.
Listen, those two products are great. What I was really thinking about is like price point, like a Snug Plug is $45. So if you're like really on the fence and you're not sure, buy a Snug Plug. That's a great, you know, you can experiment. It's also great for long-term wear. So okay. If you want to, you know, wear it before anal sex, if you will. It's a great like precursor. And the Novice Plug is really fun because that's like an investment that you'll have for a long time. And what's cool, even if you, when you get to that point, or hopefully you get to that point where you decide anal sex is for you, you can give the remote control to your partner and like you guys can play together and, you know, you could take it out to a bar. Like I've done that. It's fun. Go to a casino, you know, like there's a way, like a dynamic.
That's the fun stuff. That is the fun about anal. I'm telling you, I've become very fond of it. Alicia. So I might need to place an order for some that I don't have to fill out my collection, but we'll talk after. It's not about me. Thank you, Sophia, for your question. This is from Ellie, 24 in Illinois. Mm-hmm. Hey, Dr. Emily, my name is Ellie from Illinois and I'm 24 years old. My boyfriend of 2.5 years keeps asking me to eat his anus. Mm-hmm. He asked me about eating his anus, but I've never heard of it. A guy wanting that done. I also don't even know where to begin. If I did do this for him, please help.
Okay. Yeah. So I would say there's like a couple of things I want to break down. Number one, toxic masculinity. So the entire concept of that being that like if a man, heterosexual man, enjoys anal play, that must therefore make him gay. And so I just want to remind everybody that like the sensations that you feel in your body have nothing to do with like whom you're attracted to. So like he likes the way it feels when his butt is stimulated. That's it. It doesn't have anything more to do with anything other than that. Like literally, it just feels good. And I would say like, if that's something you're open to, my kind of trick that I feel like is a great place to start is flavored lube, you know, so find like a flavor lubricant that you really like, cherry, vanilla, like caramel, whatever your flavor is. And like use that, put a lot of lube and then like, you know, basically like lick the lube off and like start there, use it as a foreplay thing and like see how you feel about it. Like, you know,
I love the anal lube. It's so true. I love Joe lube. But when you said the caramel, I think I have it right here.
They taste delicious. I mean, I've literally had them on ice cream before. Yeah.
Wait, we had them on ice cream at the trade show, right?
Yeah, they had a trade show. It was so good.
It was so good. They're like, here's some gelato and here's some flavored lube. I'm like, great. I will love it. It was so fun. So that's a great place to start. So just lick off the lube.
Eat an ice cream cone.
Literally eating an ice cream cone.
Yeah. And you can use kind of the same techniques that you would, like, up and down, right? Around in a circle.
Right.
You know, back and forth. Yeah. Just like you're literally eating an ice cream cone around the outside. Put it, you know, like, get fun with it.
Exactly. Like, make sure something doesn't drip. Like, get it all the way around. And you want to go, right. go inside.
Play with those cheeks. Smack them around a little bit while you're there.
Because it's not just the whole, right. It's the whole, and you can even massage it, like, to open up, like, yeah. to release tension. We all carry so much tension in our anus. So you could give them a massage. This is this about slowing sex down, exploring the whole area. I love, that's a great analingus explanation. Remedial? And with the flavored lube. So good, Alicia. Ah, okay, getting hungry. So this is from Becca, 37, in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Hey, Dr. Emily, can a monogamous couple, male, female, share anal toys? Washed between uses, of course. I figure if we have unprotected sex, what's the harm in sharing an anal toy? Am I wrong in this line of thinking?
No, you're not, especially if you're cleaning them properly. I would say my best recommendation would be to use a non-vibrating anal toy because that's something you can sterilize. So what I mean by that is, like, something that's glass, metal, or made of silicone that doesn't have a motor inside. You can boil those toys. You can put them in the dishwasher, and that would make them really safe to share. If you still have a little bit of concern, you can always put a condom on a toy, and that makes it, it protects the toy, creates a barrier. It makes them super easy to share. So if you're not fluid bonded with somebody, it sounds like this couple has been together a long time. They're monogamous. So this is probably a very safe scenario for them. But even if you're not with somebody, like, you're not exclusively with somebody, you can do the condom thing and that therefore protect your sex toys.
It makes so much sense. We get so many questions from people who say, how can I share toys? Or how do I, is it wrong to have toys from one lover to another? It's like, you're not going to throw out an expensive toy, but
no way.
Put a condom on it. No way. These are my toys.
Yeah, put a condom on it.
That's a really good. So do you have any of yours, the silicone toys that you recommend from B-Vibe for that?
If you're going to share a toy, I think the best things would be snug plugs. Those are totally fine to boil because there's no motor inside. Basically, right. As a disclaimer, you'll ruin your motor if you put it in water.
Okay.
If you boil it specifically. But you can always use, you know, like, we like to recommend, because sometimes people write us with, like, concerns around smell of their products. You know, they wear a butt plug for 3 or 4 hours and maybe, like, has a little bit of an odor. So we say use a solution with, like, lemon juice. Actually, lemon juice is, like, a really, it's a antibacterial. It smells good. So, like, wash your toy. I like using, like, a mild soap or a sex toy cleanser specifically, so you don't degrade, especially silicone toys. And then like, use a little solution with lemon and just, like, clean your toy. It actually, like, gives it, like, a nice smell and it makes it a little cleaner.
That makes so much sense. So you just put a little bit of lemon in, like, a water soap mix kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then that's what we do with our floors here. That makes sense. Do it with your tools.
Maybe some white vinegar. Who knows?
Already so good. Right. Whatever you need. It's fine. Just clean them. Just make sure that you clean them.
Yeah.
Important. Yeah, okay. So I have a question from Instagram about how long, and I've gotten this question a few times, how long can someone leave a plug in?
This sounds like a challenge. I would say the longest I've heard of anybody wearing one, and I'm sure there are people that wear them for longer amounts of time, but it's, like, around 8 hours. So people often tell us through customer service that they wear them to work. So that's actually a pretty, I mean, at least for us, is something we commonly hear. Our recommendation is 2 to 3 hours, like, take it out, re-lube, like, you know, cause your body can, you know, absorb lubricant. But yeah, 2 to 3 hours is our normal recommendation.
Okay. So what do you think that is when people wear them to work? Like, I've worn Kegel balls during the day, weight balls, but it wasn't for anything sexual. It was, like, because it actually strengthens your muscles when you're walking around. But I don't know. Yeah. I haven't gone that deep, but they don't tell me. What do you think?
From what I understand from the folks who've written into us, is that they feel like it's kind of like a secret.
Taboo, yeah.
Yeah, and it's kind of kinky. And then the other dynamic that I've heard regularly is that it's a dom submissive thing, and they've been told to wear it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's kind of hot too. Or just anyone knowing that. Yeah, no, that is really hot actually. To be like, it's a dom sub thing, or just because it is. People don't know. That's why I love the remotes, because you could also do this with a partner, take it to a restaurant, have the remote, they're wearing the butt plug, no one knows. I've done stuff like that, but I'm thinking about going to work and being focused with the butt plug in, but it depends on your job. All right. Thank you, Alicia. That's awesome. Okay. So this is from, I love it. I want to read your emails. We get so many emails. I'm sure that you get the best customers emailing you, the best emails.
We really do. Yeah. We get a lot of personal shares.
Because they're so happy. They can't believe that these products exist and how good they feel.
That's, yeah. It's surprisingly, yeah.
That's it. Alicia, good on you. Okay. This is from Rick. My wife thinks anal sex is only for gay men. I said, read about it and see how many women have tried it. And many women seem to like it if you take it very slow with lots of lube. Any suggestions? Oh, so his wife doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
She basically, he's saying she doesn't believe him. She doesn't think it's anyone should do it. And like, it's not even true that it could feel good to a woman, I suppose.
So I have, I guess, really two things to say about that. Number one is, you know, educate together. That can be, and it sounds like he's trying, right? He said some really like key things, right? Slow and slippery. He had it right there. I think maybe like sharing some more information could be an idea, or reading together, or offering anal play in a dynamic that's not penetration. So like maybe some anal massage with fingers so that it's like less pressure, you know, like that sounds more sensual than like I want to put my penis in your butt. Like maybe I could, you know, massage you with my fingers and like we can see if you like that sensation. So like start small, I guess, is kind of the key from that. The other part of it is at some point, if your partner tells you no, you also have to respect that your partner told you no. And you can try as much as you want, but there is going to be a chance that like the person may never like come around to that. And you will have to accept that because that is a boundary for them.
Mm-hmm. All really good points. What about anal massage? How would someone start with anal massage?
I think, you know, kind of like what we were talking about earlier, yeah, in that ass eating, you know, which is you can use massage oil. Especially if you're just playing with fingers, right? You can use like a nice coconut oil. I love like Woo Lube, for example. It's, yes, a great, smells yummy. But like you could like rub that and then, you know, maybe start on the outside and like you said, kind of squeeze and like, yeah, play around a little bit and then maybe just move. We have on our blog, which I'm happy to like send, you know, like a whole thing with different finger massages.
Oh,
There's different techniques, you know, sort of like around the hole, if you will, in little, okay, circles and like sort of spreading and putting back and maybe just dipping a fingertip here and there while you're like erotically massaging. So, you know, just like using the whole area as inspiration for your artwork.
Oh, that's so good. Yes. We'll put that in the show notes so you guys could follow along. Okay, this is from Bella. She's 27 in British Columbia. Hey, Dr. Emily, I've been dating my boyfriend for 2 months-ish. I'm absolutely in love with him. I'm having the best sex of my life. He's never had anal sex, but he recently brought it up. I've tried it in the past, but I didn't enjoy it, and I've never done it sober. Mm-hmm. I'm trepidated because he's quite large, and it's been uncomfortable and painful with smaller penises. However, I want to have this experience with him. How can I prepare and make this good for both of us? Thank you. Love you.
Oh, what a sweetheart. I love her.
Oh, the best
she's
listeners.
Having great sex and she wants to have even better sex. I love her.
I love her too.
Okay. So I would say definitely a training set is going to be key in this scenario. And what we mean by training is like literally think about exercise, you know? So you're going to like think about butt plugs as like yoga stretches, you know, you're going to go further and you're going to take your time and you're going to listen to your body and do it when it's like appropriate for you, when it feels good. It's not a race. So, but I would say like plan and like take your time and definitely like, you know, read up a little bit more on anal training. That would be a good idea because if you're preparing for penis and you want it to feel good, right, you need to be using sizes appropriate. So I would probably try and find a toy like before you go to penetration that's maybe like 1 to 2 fingers smaller than the girth of the penis. So when I'm talking about fingers, I'm really talking about width versus length.
Okay.
So like maybe like look at that penis and like find a sex toy that's like slightly smaller to it and like work your way, you know, towards that. And then when you've reached that last plug, if you will, then you're maybe ready for the penis. And I would say lots and lots and lots of lube. And also there's a really great product. It's called O-Nut. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's like rings that you can put on the penis that creates basically like a cushion. So it doesn't go all the way inside the body. So it shortens the depth. And that might be helpful to start with those.
Mm, I love the O-Nut.
Yeah. Before you like, you know, go the whole Take the whole enchilada, if you will.
Exactly. You don't have to take the whole enchilada. You can go slow. And so I guess what we're talking about, I love this question because we get so many of these, you know, it was painful before, or my boyfriend just wants anal sex. So what we're trying to explain in the show, which is why I love Alicia being here, is that it's playful. It's a buildup. You don't just jump right into anal. You get to build up to it. And that's fun. It's not like it's a training because you're going to get to this apex. No, this is actually all really pleasurable and enjoyable. Now I'm going to pull out your beginner anal kit because now you're making me think like the two fingers.
Yeah. So you see like one's about the size of your finger and then you're going to move up and then it's kind of like two fingers. And then the last one's like three fingers.
I love the weighted.
Yeah. And then what's cool about that set is there's three different plugs with three different sensations. So this is also going to help you figure out what you like, right? Do you like vibration? Do you like a really flexible silicone plug? Do you like weight? So this is also giving you a little bit of an experimentation along with your sizing up.
I'm so happy to have this. This just came from me. And you gave me one in the past and I gave it away. And for like a year, I've been like, I really wish I had that anal training.
It's like when you clean out your closet, you're like, why did I do that? Why did
exactly.
I give that away?
And then the lube shooter, can we just first, what's the best lube do you recommend for anal play?
It's kind of a tricky question. If you're using a sex toy, right? If you're using a silicone sex toy, you want to get like a thick water-based lube. So you're looking for something that typically says water-based gel. And then if you are playing with fingers or glass or silicone sex toys, I highly recommend silicone lubricant or oil-based lube. Just want to flag that like oil-based lube is not safe for condom use. So if you're playing with a toy, it doesn't matter. But if you're playing with like another person, then just know those aren't safe for condoms.
Okay. Very helpful. Pure has an anal lube. Pure, P-J-U-R. They have an anal lube.
Their medical line or medic line. I don't know. It's in a white bottle. It's awesome. We love that one.
I love Pure lube. Can we talk about the lube shooter for a minute?
Sure.
I haven't used it yet, but I'm very excited to. So what is the concept of a lube shooter?
Think about it kind of like, I know the short, like it looks a little bit like a turkey baster.
Yeah.
And it kind of works the same way. So you want to basically put it, you know, take the lid off your lube, put it in your lube, you know, pull up, and then you can directly deposit the lube to wherever. You can use it vaginally. It doesn't have to just be, but it's great for anal play because it lubricates the anal canal. So a lot of times what happens is, people put lube on, maybe they put it on the outside of the body, maybe they put it on the sex toy or the penis. But like, if you think about like, I call it the squeegee effect, like you have this really tight butthole, and then, you know, you put something in it and like all the lube kind of gets like squeegeed off, if you will.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I like a lube applicator because you can put a lot of lube inside your anal canal and like, that'll just help with the, with the friction. Yeah. Like think about like, anal sex without lubricant is like a snake burn. That is the best way that I can like, you know, give you an example. So the lubricant, it's, you know, you get it in there, it kind of drips out. It's like really sexy. It's like slippery, feels great.
It's fun and sexy. And then you don't have to reapply as much. You're like, okay, lube out of the way. We got the slippery part done. Let's just keep going slow, slow and slippery. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. When we're back, Alicia and I get into your Instagram questions like, what's the difference between anal beads and butt plugs? Okay, so now those are emails. We got a bunch from Instagram too. What's the difference between anal beads and butt plugs?
The main difference is butt plugs go in and stay in. So like when you put a butt plug in, a properly designed, well-designed butt plug has a neck, you know, and the neck will sit like where your anal sphincter is. And that's meant to keep it to stay. So it stays in place, right? Straight up and down butt plug just spits right out. So it has a nice neck and it stays in there. And what its goal is really doing is it's providing pressure, sensation, preparing you for penetrative sex, if that's your goal. And anal beads are the opposite, literally. Their entire intention is to stimulate the anal sphincter through movement, through in-out movement. So like those beads are kind of like popping on that double-ringed, what we would call your asshole, right? That double-ringed muscle. And that sensation actually feels really pleasurable. So it's two different things. Like one's going in, it's giving pressure and sensation. The other one is through movement, right? Of stimulating the anal sphincter. Some people pull them out, dip them in, back and forth.
Yes. Okay. When should I use a dildo for anal exploration?
I would say, like, whenever you're wanting to emulate the experience of sex. So, because dildos are going to be designed to probably work with a strap on or to be held and used, like, to stimulate. And so that's probably something that you're going to want to use. You can use them on your own. You can use sex toys any way you want, but a lot of times that's used in a partner dynamic. So maybe in strap-on sex or pegging, if that's your thing. But realistically, whenever you want, whenever you're ready for that size.
Whenever you're ready. You could do it right now when you're done listening. Okay. Good methods to help my partner warm up and relax for insertion so it's more enjoyable for them.
I think anal massage is a great place to start. You want to bring as much blood flow to the genitals as you can, right? That also provides more stimulation. Breathing exercises, like we talk a lot about, like breathing exercises and like being grounded in your body. I mean, I love that this person asked that question. That is like, hey, I like this partner. I love them.
That's how you're going to get anal if you, that's your whole thing. I mean, that's how you start thinking about what could I do for my partner? When it's all about your pleasure, what you want and your orgasm and your thing, that's not how you're going to have the best sex of your life and how you're going to have your needs met.
Exactly.
It's being love. It's giving and receiving.
Yep.
Oh, let's just all give a little bit more, okay? So let's talk about the prep then, since everyone's been waiting for that. Everyone wants to know, am I going to poop? Is it going to be messy? What do you say to this, Alicia? I love having you here. Tell me.
I mean, the reality is, like, it's possible. Like, shit happens, you know, like it's, it is something that you will kind of have to, I guess, mentally, like, prepare yourself for, that's possible. But I think there's a lot of things that you can do ahead of time, because this is a question that really freaks people out and often prevents them from having anal sex, or especially good anal sex. So, like, things you can do to prep is, like, have a backup plan. What I mean by that is lay down a dark towel. So if there is a mess, it's like really easy for you to like pull up the towel and it's like not staining anything. Have baby wipes nearby. That's also like a really great, you know, sort of a great way to clean mess up quickly. And then if you want to prepare your body, like the best thing is to hopefully you understand your digestive tract a little bit, meaning your anal canal, right? When you empty it, it doesn't refill again until you're ready to go to the bathroom again. So like poop doesn't sit in your anal canal all day, right? This is like it's a pass through, if you will. So my point is, if you know that you go to the bathroom every morning and then typically you don't go to the bathroom again until the next morning, like that is your window of time when you're probably like clean. Most people that I know like to take the extra step of doing what we would call an internal rinse, or like an enema. And what basically all you're doing is like washing out that small, you only need a bulb like you had in your hand. We're talking about less than a cup of water. I'll give you like the quick and simple way to do it. You fill that bulb with warm water, or you can buy something, you know, it doesn't have to be this one, but this is kind of the common dynamic. It's a bulb, fill it with just warm water. Don't use anything that's a laxative. Don't put vinegar in your body, no coffee, literally just warm water. You lubricate the tip of the enema, put it inside your body, push the bulb, the water will expel into your body. You'll feel like you have to go to the bathroom right away, or within the next a minute, sit on the toilet and go to the bathroom. If there was a lot of stuff that came out, repeat that process. And when the water is clear, there's nothing in your rectum any longer. And you want to do that at least 45 minutes to an hour before you play, because there's little folds in your anal canal. And like water can get in there. So there's a possibility you might go to the bathroom again. You might have some more water that comes out. So just plan ahead. Do it 45 minutes to an hour beforehand. And you'll have a nice, shiny rectum.
I love it. It's not that hard, you guys. Clean. Exactly. Just make sure, again, I want to warn you against using the vinegar and all those other things. You really don't need that. And is there any foods, like people, someone from Instagram said, should you watch your diet before anal? What you eat.
Yeah, this is probably not a great day for Taco Bell or like Indian food, or, you know, like if you know you're going to have anal sex, you know, maybe eat on the lighter side. Fiber is your best friend, right? So when you do go to the bathroom, you're having like good poos, you know, just right. Yeah, stay away from foods that irritate your stomach, you know?
Exactly. Just like you should anyway for healthy, I mean, having healthy sex and healthy sexual response and arousal, desire, it all matters that we eat healthy, we have good blood flow, that we exercise. So it's really the same stuff that you know about being healthy overall. You know, if you go to Taco Bell, that wasn't your healthiest day. No judgment on that. But
yeah.
Anyway, think
enjoy
about those
it,
foods.
But just not on anal sex day.
Not on anal sex day. So some people want to know some info on the pre and post work that goes into anal play. Like okay. We just did the pre.
Yeah, we talked a lot about pre work. Yeah, you're taking your time, you're going slow, you're sizing up gradually, you're using lots of lube, maybe you're doing an enema, you're eating the right food throughout the day, you're in a state of mind where you want to have anal sex, you're laying out a towel, you have baby wipes nearby, that's all your prep.
Okay.
And then your post stuff, if you are, it depends if you're the receiver or the giver. If you're the giver, your responsibility is to make sure the receiver is doing good, you know, to check in
aftercare.
With them. Yes, aftercare, 100%. So you want to make sure that, like, if you just had a really rough experience and that was consensual and you both enjoyed it, maybe, you know, run them a nice warm bath with Epsom salts in it and let them, like, sort of sit and relax. Maybe give them a little bit of a body massage. Also warm washcloths, you know, can help ease, like, areas that are in pain. But, like, the simple aftercare is, you know, a baby wipe and telling them, hey, I really loved that session with you.
Exactly. So feedback and washing your toys, putting them like in the sink,
definitely.
And you go back and wash them after, but make sure that you do. We already covered that. So someone else says, douching before makes me feel unsexy. How do I get back in the mood?
Well, you want to do it in a time, maybe do it 2 or 3 hours prior to your experience. Yeah. Versus so close.
Mm-hmm. And then get yourself in the mood. That's a good point. So someone says, do you have to prepare every time? What happens if it's spontaneous? Again, you just have to know your digestive system.
Is that like a poop specific question?
Probably. Well, because it's like, do you have to prepare every time?
I mean, I would say like the short answer is like, yes, you do. Because anal sex should never be a surprise for either of you for various reasons. Yeah, because it's true. I mean, someday you're just going to have an off day and like... I've had to tell my partner every now and then, like, yeah, today's not a day for anal sex.
Right. You know, exactly. Like, know your body.
Yeah. Know your body.
Pay attention. Okay. Is it dangerous? I heard stories of something ripping.
People ask this question a lot. Also, if there can be permanent damage. There are such things as anal fissures. Those are tears inside the anal canal. And they typically result, you know, when people aren't kind to their body. And what we mean by that is you haven't gently, slowly graduated to the size of the object that you're putting inside your body. You probably didn't use lube. Maybe the person that you're with went too hard or too fast with their own depth and penetration. So all of those things, they can cause tears. I would say the caveat with all of that is, that will most likely heal, just like you get micro tears in the vaginal canal when you have sex. Anal fissures typically heal. I mean, it's not something like if it hurts, you're probably not going to repeat that over and over again. I would hope not. There's no long-term damage to having anal sex. It's a muscle. You're actually a very strong muscle, which is why we have to gradually stretch it. There's not long-term damage. And if you're concerned about that, Kegels will not only strengthen your vaginal canal, right? But it's also strengthening your entire pelvic, what we call like the hammock. So you get everything. It's like the butt and the vagina. So like just do your Kegels.
Yes. Kegels are just a win-win for all of your body.
Yes.
Really, truly. After the break, we answer more of your questions like, can I go back and forth from vaginal to anal sex? And how do I find my prostate? My girlfriend and I love anal sex, but is there such thing as too much anal?
I mean, I feel like what is too much to you and what is too much to me? Like, I don't think so. I mean, if you're happy and it feels good and there's nothing wrong with your body, I'm going to go with no.
Yeah. If there's a lot of pain or if anything, or you don't want to have it anymore, or you're no longer consenting, too much.
Yeah. But these folks sound happy.
They're happy. They're like, how much is too much? Okay. I love to pleasure my wife orally until she orgasms. Is it dangerous to lick the butt then back to the vagina?
It is dangerous to commingle. Nothing that goes in the butt should go in the vagina. Just to, like, out of a, you know, abundance of caution, we don't even wipe from butt to vagina. Like, we don't use anything that way. So I would say probably don't go that direction.
But I like his enthusiasm.
Yes. I really appreciate it. I'm glad he asked. These are amazing partners.
Exactly. So having trouble finding my prostate, hashtag self-play.
Yeah. Pretty common one. I would say, it's good to be aroused, right? Because your prostate is going to fill with blood and be a little larger when you're aroused. I might suggest a toy. Sometimes toy, I don't know if this person is using a toy, so I'm making an assumption, but you know, using a toy that's really specifically angled for prostate pleasure is something I would highly suggest. But it is in a place where, you know, it's like 2 inches inside, you know, sort of curve your little fingers, the same place the G-spot would be located in a,
yeah,
inside a vagina. So,
but come hither motion.
Yeah.
And what toys do you recommend for that?
We don't have anything that's directly built for prostate stimulation. I would recommend, I think Aneros makes really great prostate products.
They do.
That are, yeah, I think they're very well designed by folks who are like super into that market.
Yeah, they're like you, but for the prostate. Like the Aneros is all about,
correct,
prostate toys. You get something very specific that's shaped to the prostate, that's shaped to fit into the prostate. But yeah, you start with, yeah, fingers and lube, but check out Aneros.
Yep.
Okay. Alicia, can you describe, someone wants to know what an anal orgasm feels like?
Ooh, sure. I can like give you what I know an anal orgasm, sure, would feel like and what I've heard. So I would say that it feels like a little bit more, if you're speaking with a body with a vagina, like different type of pressure. It resonates in a different place. My experiences with like clitoral orgasms is that they're very local, they're localized, whereas something that's like an anal orgasm feels like it's body orgasm, mm-hmm, wider or deeper, if you will. Mm-hmm. So, and yeah, I think it's like different for everybody, like where your clitoris or your prostate is located can have an effect on that, which is why some people love it and other people don't like it so much. Yeah, but I would say
more full bodied.
Yeah, more full bodied. Yeah, I would say deeper.
Any tips on how to transition from oral and finger play to full penile penetration?
How to transition? I would say like, wow, I hope they've anal trained before. That's like my one. I'm like, and then, you know, if we're putting in a penis, you know, I would say that this isn't so different from vaginal sex. You know, if you're like warming some, you know, a lot, mm-hmm, of foreplay, you're playing with fingers, and then you're like, maybe, you know, moving to putting a penis inside, you know, like I feel like this is a very similar dynamic, just, you know, one hole back.
Yeah. It's really good advice. It is. Lisa, it's such a dream having you here. Cause people need answers here, and it's great. So this is a big one. How to work through the shame and embarrassment your partner feels surrounding their butthole.
Yeah. Oh, I feel for this person. Positive affirmations would be my number one, like remind this person like how sexy they are or how great, how good this feels or how much you love doing this with them. Ultimately, it's going to be this person's responsibility to work through that shame. And that can come from religion and society and lots of different places. But I think being there for them and supporting them along the way is probably the best thing you can do.
Absolutely.
Again, these partners.
I know. It's such a process of getting rid of the shame and embarrassment, but it's like, it's a combination of education and realizing like, do these messages still serve me?
Is this like a heterosexual man? Maybe. I don't know. I wish I had more context.
I know. I always feel that too. I wish everyone was here.
Yeah.
With us. Is there a risk of an STI for the giver?
For the giver. Yeah. If you're not using condoms, yes, there is always a risk of the STI, even if it's oral play. There's risk of STI.
There's always a risk, you guys. Always a risk. Make sure that you and your partner are tested or use a condom. Or use a dental dam.
Definitely.
Okay. I have chronic external hemorrhoids that cause so much pain. Will anal be more painful?
I would probably say yes.
Yes. I think we covered this before. It's like, I'm sorry, yeah. But yes. Like that's the one place, too much anal, not a good thing.
Yeah.
Let's work on those hemorrhoids. I have hypertension in my pelvic floor. Will that affect anal sex as it does vaginal?
It's a possibility. You'll have to experiment with your body. I would go very slow and be very gentle with yourself. There is a possibility that it might not have, you know, for example, some people that have chronic vaginal pain, anal sex is a great option for them. You know, like for example, somebody who has vaginismus, you know, anal sex might feel really good for them, or somebody who is on depression medication and has lost sensation, maybe anal sex is a great option for them. So it's possible. I would say definitely something to experiment, slow and gentle.
Exactly. Just go slow and experiment. That's true, because if there's a lot of tension in their pelvic floor, like you just don't know. It's all related. So
yeah,
get checked out. Just try it. See how you feel. Rimming. I have anxiety of my partner going back and forth and getting a UTI. Advice. We don't know the gender on this, but yeah, back and forth. Don't go back and forth.
Don't go back and forth. Yeah. No double dipping. That's a golden rule.
No double dipping.
But I mean, maybe just ask them to start in the front and work their way back. Like that's, you know, where the show ends.
Exactly.
If you will. Fine.
Stay there. Exactly. Oh, well, that's where the show, Alicia, that's actually where the show
where the
ends.
Show ends.
This was not even scripted. Oh my God, Alicia, it is such a delight seeing you. This was so helpful. Thank you for being here. And thank you for your beautiful products. Anything else come out that you're most excited about? I do want to check out some of your unicorn products in person. Can you just tell me about those? They're awesome.
Oh yeah. We came out in the summer. We just really wanted to do something that was like nostalgic and fun. And so we really leaned into a unicorn concept, and we have this like sparkly blue unicorn butt plug that has a removable unicorn tail. So it's very cosplay, very silly, but like, I mean, the plug is still pretty damn strong and feels really good. So, and it comes with a whole set of, you know, unicorn accessories, like our anal is magic pin. And so, yeah, it has like, you know, puppy stickers, like the whole nine yards. So it's like a really fun, everyone needed fun this year. So we came out with something that was like, you know, kind of a little throwback to.
Well, you have beautiful products and you do make anal fun. Like, I feel like just hearing you talk about it right now, I feel like we're just going to have a whole anal revolution.
Let's hope.
Have some fun, you guys. Try it out. Okay, Alicia, I'm going to ask you the five questions we ask all of our guests, the quickie questions.
Okay, here we go.
Biggest turn on.
Oh God, I like deep voices and hands.
Biggest turn off.
I hate like know-it-alls.
What makes good sex?
Definitely, I think it's like a dynamic, something, the energy, like energy makes good sex.
Something you tell your younger self about sex and relationships.
Enjoy yourself more.
What's the number one thing you wish everyone knew about sex?
That it's supposed to be fun.
Well, you do it, Alicia. You make it all fun. Where can people find you?
I don't personally have social media, but you can find BeVibe on Instagram, on our website.
Okay. Well, we love you. We love you so much. I'm so glad you're here. I love that you got to come more. You know, once a year we have our anal tour, but... it's so helpful, Alicia, truly. And everyone can check out more about BeVibe. And we'll put some of these links in the show notes. And I just so appreciate you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Be sure to like, subscribe, and give us a review wherever you listen to podcasts, and share this with a friend or a partner. Believe me, if you got something out of this, they will too. We release 2 to 3 episodes a week. Find me on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. It's all at Sex with Emily. If you want to ask me a question about sex, dating, or relationships, you can email me feedback@sexwithemily.com or sexwithemily.com/askemily. And check out my website. We have so many articles on there helping you better sex. And you can check out our guides at sexwithemily.com/guides for free guides that will give you expansive tips and activities. Sign up for our weekly emails because, hey, I've been told I give really good emails. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.